The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same. But yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new. And he says, the old is good. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, can you think of any examples of saints who either fasted or offered prayers or sacrifices to help save somebody else? Clay? Maximilian Kolbe, can you think of anything in particular? He saved a man in Auschwitz. He offered his very life in sacrifice. Somebody else in the back there, Bailey? Can you say it louder? St. Monica? Who's that, James? St. Martin de Porres. Anybody else? There's another hand back there. Maria. St. Catherine of Siena. Right? All these things, they knew it was a great secret to offer prayers and sacrifices. I was thinking this morning of St. Therese of Lisieux. You remember one time she was reading the paper, and she read about a man in France who was going to be executed. He had committed a terrible, terrible crime. And he was so obstinate, he was so hard-hearted, he said, I'm not going to confess my sin. I don't care what happened. I'm going to gladly go to my death." And she read this and she thought, oh my gosh, that's terrible. What if one soul is lost? And so she said, "Lord, I'm going to offer prayers and sacrifices, and I want this man's heart to be converted. But you've got to give me a sign that my prayers are answered." And so for a few days she did this over and over, praying intensely. And then she read the paper several days later, and she read that when the man was going up the scaffold, he looked down and he saw a priest there. And he ran down from the scaffold and he grabbed the crucifix that the priest was wearing and he kissed it 3 times. And she knew that God had answered her prayers, that that man would be saved. Just this morning I was reading about St. Faustina. And one time St. Faustina's guardian angel came to her and he said, "Pray for those who are dying." And she was out working in a field with several young girls. And she said, "Girls, let's pray the rosary right now for those who are about to die." And so they prayed a rosary together. And then all of a sudden, when their rosary was done, she heard another voice. And it was the voice of a sister in her monastery, in her religious order, that lived in a monastery hundreds of miles away. And the voice said, "Don't stop praying. I'm at the end of my life. I'll let you know when you can finish." It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so she went to the chapel and she got down on her knees and she prayed for almost 2 hours. And then she heard that sister's voice say, "Thank you," at 5 o'clock at night. The next day, they got a telegram in their monastery that said that that sister had died at 4:45 the day before. And she knew that her prayers had helped to save her sister. What did the saints know? They knew that when we pray, Jesus prays in us. When we offer sacrifice, Jesus sacrifices in us. When we fast, He fasts in us. And so that's how they have so much value in the eyes of God. And this is what the scribes and the Pharisees, they didn't realize. And so this is why He did something new with His apostles. He had to teach them that you do everything in me. And that's what gives all your works their value. And I want to close with a quote from St. Thérèse of Lisieux. She said this, "All my strength lies in prayer and sacrifice. I can conquer hearts with these more surely than I can with words." We ask Jesus today that we might be given the grace to allow Him to pray and sacrifice in us, that we too might help to save souls.